I'm not familiar with any names of creeks, no.
Okay, how about a small rise in land?
A hill.
Anything smaller than a hill?
No, not really.
What's the thing that you turn to open the door?
Doorknob.
Would you ever use knob for land?
No.
Okay. What is the big body of water that runs from Florida to Texas?
Gulf of Mexico.
Okay.
That's where you pick that up.
Pardon?
I pick it up at the, what is it?
Well, that's where you're supposed to transcribe it, though, at 39.
Mm. Okay.
What do you call a rise in land that's much higher than a hill, very large?
Mountain.
Okay. The rocky side of a mountain that drops off sharply?
Cliff.
And two of them are?
Cliffs.
Okay. Up in the mountains, not down in the valley, but where the road goes across in a low place, you would call that a?
A low place in the mountains, I would probably call a valley. I'm not really familiar.
Even if it were up in the mountains?
Up in the mountains. Maybe a pass.
Okay. And what's the little thing that a gunfighter cuts in the handle of his gun when he shoots
you?
Yeah,
a notch.
Did you ever hear that used for mean a pass?
No.
Where do boats stop and unload freight?
Call it a dock, a wharf.
Any difference?
A wharf, I think of that as a larger, busier place. But it doesn't necessarily have to be. I just thought of the state docks in Mobile, that's what they're called.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, no, not much of a difference.
What is a place where a large amount of water tumbles for a long distance?
Waterfall.
Okay. What are most of the roads made of? Different types of roads?
Asphalt.
What's that made of?
Tar. Could have a gravel road. Could have plenty of dirt roads around.
A white, hard, paved road like city sidewalks?
Concrete or cement. Used to be a place in town where they had, the street was made out of bricks, you know, it's the uncovered bricks, and these were later covered with asphalt. I have seen that.
Mm-hmm. They used to have those in Atlanta, too. I don't know if they still do or not.
Yeah.
Well, how about a little road that goes off the main road?
Side road.
Any other names for it?
Out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Just a country road, but that's not necessarily one that goes off a main road. When you're out in the country, you're just on a country road. Mm-hmm. Where I'm from.
Regardless.
Yeah.
All right, if you were going down the public road and you came to the turnoff to a man's farm, what would you call that?
I just call it his driveway.
All
same
right.
Thing in town.
Does it matter if it's a big plantation and it's tree lined?
Might. Just call it a drive.
Mm-hmm. Suppose it's where he drives his cattle to and from pasture.
A path.
Okay. Is that big enough for a car?
No.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call in the city the thing that people walk on along the street?
Sidewalk.
And what is your name for the grass strip between the sidewalk and the street?
Okay, tree lawn.
Okay, that's in there for posterity. Now, do other people in Troy say that?
In my family, honestly, I can't recall having heard anybody else use it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, at least one family in Troy uses that phrase. Okay. You're walking along the road and the dog jumps out and scares you. You pick up something and you do something with it.
Pick up a rock and knock hell out of it.
In the past, you would say, I blank the blank at the dog.
I picked up a rock and threw it.
Okay, thank you very much. If you go to somebody's house and you knock on the door and get no answer, you might say, I suppose he's not
not at home.